Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hiram Blood, leader of the Four Elementals, was murdered. Stabbed through the heart via a swordfish. His fellow elementals, or fellementals. Woo! A clever name I just came up with. Marianne, Eugene, and Angus vowed to solve his murder. Eugene was also preparing for the great Shakespeare bird release, where he would release every bird mentioned in Shakespeare into Central Park. After the Undertaker was called, the murdering swordfish was removed from Hiram's body and taken by our protagonist to the Metropolitan Police Station Dispatch Area 8, where Eugene tossed the felonious fish onto the night sergeant's desk.
And this is the fish that did it.
That don't prove nothing.
You have to help us. Her brother died.
This is New York City, Kitty, and I don't gotta help. I'm just running out the clock.
What'll a clock do to you?
I am 1 hour away from retirement. Then I'm free and clear with my pension and my corrupt graft money from shaking down local businesses. Oh, I have a quiet, wonderful life planned. Off to my family farm in Weehawken, the Pearl of New Jersey. No, better, the clam poop in the pearl. Yeah, I'm going to that pearl pooper of a town. Weehawken.
Well, you still got an hour, so help.
Oh, sure. I'll have the boys stroll down to the Fulton Fish Market and interrogate some fillets of sole.
How dare you? My brother was a good man and a scientist of the first degree.
You Darwinists live fast and dangerous lifestyles with your chemicals and your lab glass.
That's a gross prejudice that is... My test tube, My Florence flask!
Exactly.
That's not... No, they were having a good sale at Dr. Payne's glassware warehouse. Half off beakers. Half off, okay? What? I'm not the criminal here. I'm not on trial. I'm...
Tell you what. I'm feeling generous. Why don't you fill out these forms, and I'll pretend to read them before feeding them to my horse on my farm in sweet, sweet Weehawken.
Stuff your forms. It's useless. They don't take scientific homicide seriously.
Burns my Bunsen.
It burns all our Bunsens, Eugene, obviously.
The whole city is corrupt. The police, the gangs, the politicians, the newsboys, even the corruption squad.
Especially the corruption squad. Look, I retire in 2 minutes. You want me to pretend to care or not?
We all...
Get down!
Get down to a poser!
Oh, my stars!
Star? Fish. Someone sharpened and threw them like some sort of throwing star. Fish.
They really cut up the place.
And me... Oh, I'm dying. Oh,
tell my wife to get the appropriate amount of milk and pour it on my...
On his what? On his what? His what? He's dead!
Probably his grave?
But we'll never know for sure.
It's official! It's the hour! Happy retirement to you! Happy retirement to...
Oh. Oh dear. Yeah, okay, I'll come back.
Is everyone okay? It seems those deadly echinoderms were meant for us.
We were lucky, and I hate luck. There is too much chance in it.
Why is someone trying to kill the four elementals?
Maybe this is unrelated. There is all sorts of random violence in this city. There was that woman who was crushed by a piano, and that piano that was crushed by that woman.
It was related. Madame Mona crushed that piano because it had crushed her sister Cecily. Part of the great cycle of piano violence, which led to the Steinway Panic of 95. No, this starfishing was personal. Someone wanted us dead.
So what do we do? Sit down and cry? A lot? It could work. Be quite cathartic.
No. We take this to the top!
And with that, they quickly hurried to...
The roof. We made it. But now what?
I'm not sure. I just assumed it had come together. We're scientists, not detectives.
Yipes, stripes, what's that?
Probably another assassin out to get us, Gott.
Kaya, what you up to doing?
Ah, goblin!
Rude. I may be short and stout, but I'm not a goblin. Though, I do enjoy gobbling a turkey leg.
This is the chattiest assassin I ever saw.
My name is Speedy Rubenstein, the fastest secular Jew in the tri-state area. I might look a bit beefy, but that don't mean I ain't Speedy. Beep, beep.
Peep, peep?
It's my catching your ear phrase.
Pass. But what is a squat Hebrew doing on the police station's roof?
I came up here to train.
But why this station?
Because it's got natural incline that strengthens the calves, helps put a zip in my zap. But it's hard to work out because you Psy guys are always coming up here to peep, seeing as how you get a straight shot of the sky.
Oh. Huh.
But why this exact moment? Well, that's a funny story. You'll laugh. I was speeding down the street, I think it was Fifth Avenue, maybe Madison, through my little zippy walk, because I am the fastest secular Jew in the tri-state area, even when I'm not trying. I got a natural pep, like a little hot-cha-trada-trada.
Such odd sounds for an odd story.
Yep! So just whiz, wham! There I go! I'm thinking about maybe a salami, because I power eat tube meats. Salamis, pepperonis, liverwurst. We have Nick's love tube meats. I can say that being part of the tribe. They give you that power-packed salt package that keeps you jabber-bobbing along. Jewish salami, ugh, is all beef. Not as good. I've all tried sorts of amis and onis since being secular. I don't follow Talmudic rules of yada, yada, yada.
Can you?
Hey, it's a good yawn. You'll laugh, you nooge. So I was walking, thinking of salami, and suddenly, bam. I just knew I needed to start doing some calisthenics. Felt it in my pancreas. I'm training for a big race to show that maybe I'm fast, even against a goy. So I'm in the middle of the street doing my push-ups and my squat downs. And of course my clothes are restricted, so off they doff.
You were nude? In the middle of the street?
Naked as Adam on Apple Day.
Just, please.
Whoa, hold your horse hockles, this is going somewhere. So, I'm a rat a wop wop with my chavants out, and who do I see? My cuz. She's an officer, sort of officially unofficial. She only got a job because the police commission is a stand-up egg in an apple box. But she said I'm causing a stir and purr with all my buff exercising, and she told me to shove on my garments and shove off. Then I met this... you know what? Never mind. That. So, I button up and come up here and tell you what needs telling. Told you it was the laugh riot. Ta-da! Oh, what a story. Me? Ah, good jibber.
Well, yes. Thank you for that. That was a huge waste of time.
Wait, don't you see? Lil Speedy is helping us. He's saying the police commissioner is a stand-up fellow, and he'll aid us in solving Hiram's murder. We don't need to go to the top of the building, we need to go to the top of the police chain.
Huh? No! I just like yammering. Points are for pencils, not stories, you lunk.
Speedy is right. To the commissioner.
Also, that geode is cursed. Get rid of it!
What geode? Never mind, we must go.
Away!
And with that, the three remaining elementals quickly hurried to police headquarters. Speedy watched them go, and then started doing some calisthenics.
Good work, Speedy. You've gotten those no-good scientists headed in the right direction.
Just give me my ill-gotten gelt. I don't care for schemes, but this payola can buy me a spot in the marathon. A marathon of marathons that will take me from Vancouver to Canvuka, the secret city in Patagonia founded by rogue Canadians, the first Jew to jog the Americas. That'll be me!
Here, just stop talking.
And away I go!
Yes! Everything is falling into place.
But Speedy wouldn't make it to Patagonia. But he did marry and settle down in Mexico City. But settling down wasn't in the cards for our elementals. Not yet. Marianne, Angus, and Eugene raced through the dark streets of New York until they arrived at the mostly dark Mulberry Street. It had a few lamps. Anyway, Mulberry was the address of police headquarters, where the top brass sat around. Inside, the check-in desk shined to a point where you could almost see your reflection in it. Well, not you, because by the time you hear this, that desk is long gone. But at the time, it was quite nice. Now, its atoms are probably scattered across the world. Such is the fate of all things. Eugene went right up to the desk.
Shiny.
He looked over the information on the desk and went back over to Angus and Marianne.
They want us to take a number and sketch our favorite crime. The winning drawings will be hung up in Gracie Mansion, and you can win a lifetime supply of gravel. But how do you sketch an illegal left-hand mule turn? Should I put those action lines on the mule or the...
We don't have time for this. Excuse me, Mr. Policeman?
Whoa, hold on there, Slick. How did you know my name?
What?
My last name is Policeman.
That's a coincidence.
How do you mean?
Your name and your profession? They're both policemen.
Wow! You are... Good golly gosh, you're right. I never noticed that before. Policeman.
We have no time for this. We need to see the commissioner pronto.
How'd you know my first name was Pronto? I'm Pronto Policeman.
We have no time for this. Take us to the commissioner now.
I
don't care that your middle name is now Commissioner.
Well, he's not here. He's asleep. It is the middle of the night.
I see. The old night excuse. I've heard that one. Sorry, sir. The store is closed. It's after 5. Or, how'd you get in here? Or, sir, please put that down. It's very old and doesn't belong in your mouth. You're trying to give us nose, but we don't take nose. We have a strong nose take-backs. That's how we do it, you see. Hello?
I was hoping if I stayed very still and quiet, you would forget I was here and go away.
No, that's not going to work.
Well, the commissioner's not back till morning, so...
Oh my god.
Oh, but hey, look at this. We have a nice cold bench over here that you can sit on. It's very uncomfortable. In fact, it was voted most uncomfortable bench in Uncomfortable Seating Monthly. Women who have sat on that have been known to be barren for years afterwards.
I'm an early bird. I'll stay here and wait for my worm. Mr. Big Britches Commissioner Muckety Muck. Ow. Oof. It's uncomfortable, like sitting on a sack of kittens. You both go get some rest.
I am drained from all of this. Oh, you'd do that for me?
For you? And Hiram. Eugene Nedley is on the case. And don't worry, nothing gets past me. I have eagle vision. That's why they call me Hawkeye.
There was little to do but wait. So Marianne and Angus bid Eugene goodnight and headed to their homes. Eugene vowed to stay awake all night, so of course he promptly fell asleep. Time does what it does. Ticks by. And soon, morning came to the police station. A beam of light from the stained glass window of a policeman beating a Polish man shines down on Eugene. He's bathed in the soft glow of multicolored illuminated police brutality.
What? Huh?
Shoo, 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 shoo. Damn street chicken. How'd you get in here? I swear they're worse than the pigeons, clucking and pecking like they don't have a care in the world.
Where'd this blanket come from?
Oh, you looked cold, so I put it on you. We got it from a bum who died from bleeding scabs.
Gross. Thanks. Gross.
Protect and save. Hope you have a good morning.
Wait, morning? Rats with hats. I fell asleep. I need to go see the commissioner.
He passed by here nearly a quarter turn ago. Likes to start early. I'm almost Officer Shandel Blum, but everyone calls me Doubles.
Because of
Because I'm a lady and Jewish? Commissioner wanted to open up the police force and let women and Jews serve, so they hired me. I checked two boxes.
Wow, what a progressive force.
Not really. They won't make me a real official officer yet, so all they let me do is clean the station. Fuh. Also cakes they make me bake, do their taxes, wash laundry.
But not their delicates.
Oh, yes. And the stink of the patrolman's underface haunts you.
You know what else is strange? You're the second Jew I've met today. Well, yesterday, but...
Oi, Miss Sugina, you met two Jews in New York City. Miracle of miracles.
Maybe you know him.
Not every Jew knows every other...
His name is Speedy.
Oh, I do know Speedy. He's my cousin. But still, we don't all know...
What about Nachman the Knockdown, the famous boxer?
Yes, him I know too.
What about that singer, Baruch Mendel?
Fine, yes, him too. I'm very friendly and social, but my point still stands. What was I saying?
You're not a real cop.
Right, yes. But one day, I hope to be a full-fledged policewoman. Maybe even a detective inspector. They get all the big jobs, like solving and causing murders.
Tis a complicated age.
No. What do you need to see the boss about?
And with that, Eugene recounted the tale of murder. A tale he wanted to tell the commissioner, but the commissioner was in the middle of his own problems at the moment.
Oh, goodness! God! Ow! Not there! Yikes! That tickles! Ha ha ha!
Nice try with the chocolates there. These bushy-haired beasts won't stop me. Just try it, you tree rats.
No squirrel bests me, Police Commissioner Theodore Roosevelt.
Except for one squirrel.
I think his name was Dave.
But that was a debatable loss, I think. He was using some unsavory techniques. But we don't talk about that anymore. So I don't know why I'm speaking about it now. Yikes! Onward we go!
And with that, Commissioner Roosevelt let loose his teddy chop on the cadre of gray squirrels as they bit and clawed him. But before we get to that...
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Let's check in on Pirate Penny, who has recruited the infamous Blowhole Gang in their newly acquired lair. At the moment, they are greeting a newly captured taxidermist.
I'm sorry I'm distracted, but you know, I'm looking around and the stonework in this lair is top notch.
Oh yeah. You can really get your goon on here. Would you stop squirming?
Oh, I almost forgot. I'm taking your advice. I think I might ask out Mary.
Oh, really? Mary with the red hair?
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't say it's red. It's more, I don't know, like a dark crimson, or, oh, it's kind of like the color of this guy's blood that's pooling up here on the floor.
Please stop hitting me.
Rude. My fellow goon and I are trying to solve a delicate issue. You may not know, but my colleague has not had the best of luck in the area of romance. And quite frankly, your squirming is distracting.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a wallflower.
I say it's more dealing with the goon life balance. You spend too much time henching, and not enough time getting out there.
You're right. I do take my work home with me. Like your toes that we cut off. I've got them in my pocket right now. I'll probably take them home. Why? I don't know. Got a problem.
Enough.
Why are you doing this? I'm just a humble taxidermist. We live simple lives.
You're too humble. You are Stitch Montgomery. Famed for your nimble fingers. Now, if you'd only do as I ask, we wouldn't have to keep bothering you.
What you ask, it's impossible.
Fine then. Feed him to the eels.
Wait. Maybe not impossible, just really hard. It's horrid. What you ask?
Maybe you need more persuading. Perhaps some rice pudding.
That does look delicious.
Delicious.
You're putting raisins in it.
Juicy and green.
You monsters! Oh, that poor pudding! Okay! Just no more raisins, I'll help you.
Welcome to Project Land Whale, Stitch.
Meanwhile, back at police headquarters, Police Commissioner Theodore Roosevelt was still dealing with some fuzzy fiends of his own.
There you go! Oh, last one down.
Oh, just 7 seconds. A new record.
Bully. Oh, bully. Another fine square workout indeed. Oh, please, have some peanuts, my bushy-tailed friends. Wait for it. Huzzah! You like that. Oh, easy. Don't eat so many. Calm down. Ow! Please, will you stop? That is not a peanut. It is my finger. Goodness!
Begorra and shamrocks. Another rousing knuckle thumper, Commissioner.
Indeed, Sergeant Fitz. Walk with me. We have much to do.
Ready for orders, sir.
Double-check the Bowery Bar and double-bar the Bowery Check House. Make sure the Chinese aren't rooting the Italians on Mart and the Italians aren't marting the Chinese en route. Also, check into that company repairing Castle Clinton after those awful clown fires.
Oh, dear. Oh, give me a moment. Mother Mary and Joseph, all that smoldering grease paint.
Oh, goodness, yes. All that grease paint. People are reporting ghostly wailing and moaning.
Oh, sure. And begorra.
And you lot there! Stop loafing! Into the tubes, I say!
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
These express chutes I installed get cars to the streets thrice as fast. They used to be garbage chutes. Still can be. Refuse incoming!
Saints alive! You're busier than any green skirts on Sailor's Leave Week.
I try, Fitz. I try.
Commissioner! This man would like to speak with you about an urgent matter.
Almost Officer Doubles. What a surprise. A shalom to you. Yes.
That's actually Hebrew, and we speak Yiddish, so...
Again, shalom.
Yeah, okay. Shalom.
It means hello and goodbye. Smart. Saves time. Smart folk, you lot.
Mm-hmm. You're a real Ganta Kanakakul Boynik.
And they speak like that all the time. No wonder you people are chosen. So funny.
You know what's not funny? Murder. Except in that one dime novel, The Stinking Stinker. They have that scene where the guy slips on the knife and flies up and knocks down the gun that shoots the wall, which then falls on the guy, and he's like, ah, my ribs. And then he's hit with the... Well, you've read it, right?
I must have missed that one.
Maybe it was not a novel, but a repressed memory of my uncle's terrible Anyway, let's get down to the brass tacks, you tall drink of mustache. This force is dirtier than a tinker's pinky and all scum slimes from the top. So how about that, four eyes?
Dear boy. Hello? Yes? Let's start with hello, shall we? Before we rattle off the innuendo and insults. Hello, I am Theodore Roosevelt, newly appointed Commissioner of Police.
A pleasure. Now, our friend Hiram was murdered. He was a good man and a lover of whales. Well, not in the biblical sense. I mean, how? Cavernous. You'd need maps, torch, and...
Hi. Mr. Commissioner, I feel this putz here has been given the runaround. And I think there's a serious crime afoot.
Bully. And you've certainly got a nose for it. Not that I don't mean nose because you're, well, anyway, now that we're on an even keel, I can give you one of my new TR Fun Packs! My idea to get law-abiding citizens to visit.
Neat. I love free stuff.
Free indeed, and more than mere stuff. Inside, you'll find a junior deputy badge, a novelty rape whistle, an autographed cabinet card of yours truly, a beetle, dead, and some bittered candy root. Gives the hair a brilliant sheen. See? Lovely.
Such luster in your locks.
Bully.
But will you help us with our friend's murder?
I won't help you murder anyone.
He's already dead.
Then you shall be arrested!
He didn't do it. He's trying to find the culprit.
He was stabbed through the heart with a swordfish.
Good gravy with a lump. That's more abominable than a snowman. A creature I hope to go mano a mano with in the frozen hinterlands one day. I can see it now. I've hunted you from Kathmandu, but you're about to be a Catman don't.
I'm not a Catman. Huh. I'm more an ape man.
Oh, yes, good point. I guess I could have said, I've hunted you from Kathmandu, but you're about to be an ape man, don't? But that gets a little too abstracted, you know.
True. That's the danger of wordplay. But how about knife play?
A knife? That's dirty, botchy, Yeti.
Sup's on you. It's stab time!
Why don't you try this kangaroo kick I learned from an aboriginal in Walla Walla?
Your human kicks can't harm me! I don't need a knife!
And I don't need my kicks! So then I give him a good punch, and he...
Wait, what did you throw down when you gave up your kicks?
What? Oh, was I imagining out loud again?
Yes, it was quite horrible.
Not as horrifying as what I just realized. I know exactly who killed your friend. I know who's behind it all.
The Land Whale Murders is a Roy Gold production. It was written by Jonathan A. Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger. It was directed by James Oliva and mixed by Martin D. Fowler. Follow us on Twitter at Land Whale Pod. But don't follow us into the kitchen. That's where I shame eat cheese cookies. So cheesy. So sad and cheesy. Anyway, stay birdie and always flap toward home.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.